In the dark beyond the tunnel,
there is a stira from the Gemara, the Pashas Lashon HaGemara is Mashma, that Urim Vatumim is necessary for Milchemes Harishos. And that's our Girsa in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs. The Rambam at the end of Shorash Arba'ah saw it in the Hagdama. So the Rambam over there says we do a. Is everybody from the share here? It's not the only one.
In spite of the zikah to the yom, so still you need zikahs, so nisha that is so humble that without the zikah it's zikah mikaseh. So certainly should be able to be mikaseh the beer. The high garments of the last day is that the boy will cook it or something. The care of the shower, the hot sun, and the sick. There's a chore in the town of Hilda, the Shem the Bell. She took in the Shusarabi, is Hayon in the Shusanezek. There's a chore, Karen Shahai in the Shusarabi, the hot sun, the sick. And indeed, Shahai in the Shusanezek in the chore. That's how the Kalkan says. And the Kalkan says that Karen the Chotzeran is it, even in Tav, pays in the Rishon. And he learns it out through it our Chima, from Shendere, because Shendere is relatively Tav, vis-a-vis Karen. Shendere is part of Shusara, and Karen is higher than Shusara. Kekmesh is a Kaizma, so on top of the musical thing, Umash and Bread, that is relatively calm. And how is the chaos of Shem Bread manifested? In the fact that it's Potter Rishis Arab. So Shem Bread, that is relatively calm, as it is manifested by its pure Rishis Arab, so has the Chumra. The Dushusad Mizek is in the Shoreh. So caring that is more humble, that even Dushusad Abim is higher, certainly Dushusad Mizek, it should pay in the Shoreh. That's how the Tao things are. So, the PS Kashi against the Tao is not higher. It should be also. It can be higher. Malish and the level of the Zikim Motsu. Think of the carrying chain of Zikim Motsu. The Fogish Kim Motsu, so we need the Teres. The Linie and the Hilu, the Zik Sholom, the Shusan Zik, laugh over him with me for a prayer. Shall we never school the Shem the Legion, the Chayah of Zik, the Shusan Abim to carry. Behold, they are also in Kalachina, the Mash and the Legion. Why hope he shares the income was it to Mishus Arabi is higher than Mishus Arnezek. Nezek Sholem challenged half of the shares the income also higher than Mishus Arabi. Hot Nezek in each higher Hot Arnezek. The Hot Arnezek. Nezek Sholem. Not only so, but I'll hear about a talk from this part. Now we see the Chen Regal has a cooler is relatively calm vis-a-vis Kerem. Because Shem the Regal, in spite of the fact that he has Ikim also, still it is potter in Shizrael. So, and Kerem, in spite of the fact that it's not Ikim also, is higher than Shizrael. So we see that Kerem is much more humble than Shem the Regal. That Kevin is high wishes are happening in spite of the fact that it's not a Zikimot. Whereas Shem Regel is proper wishes are happening in spite of the fact that it's a Zikimot. So really, if Kevin, if Shem Regel is high, in the Shalom Matanis, which is relatively power, so certainly Kevin should be higher in the Shalom Matanis. So here too, we should put everything in our hand now. And the fact that she's super to the yoga should be power, should be incorporated into our hand now. And we should say as follows. Now we see that the Tivomo is called vis-a-vis, because Tivomo, in spite of the fact that she's super to the yoga, so Kesef is not king. And the Isha, even though she's not super to the husband, so Kesef is king. So we see that Isha is more humble as a woman that Tivomo doesn't have. So really being that is affected by Tivomo, which is relatively calm, certainly should be affected by Isha. That is, you need to read the author. שהחיץ שקופו כלימד עשרה הגיעו, כלי מה השני גם לצפוס או לרוקים לרוקים שם. אם כך, לא כמו להקל את הגיעו אלי סמיש. So what is the pshat in Sukkot in Meretz according to the Levites, since the whole purpose of the Kinyan Yichud is to walk in Shem Yochim, so death has a special business why Yeh should be Kinyan, but not Kesef, so we cannot learn out Isha from it. The Arab of Lezer and Shanzo, Pshirei Shachin Shuko Bumeres, Shevilo Zuri Meiso El Bumeres Bushevish, and Shurash of Bumeres Bumeres, Le Nema Shatik Netchilasim. So that's like us. Except there is one expression in the Arab of Lezer. How does Asha explain? You cannot learn out the Kalachimah from the Yivomo. Because by Yivomo, even though, because Yivomo there is a special reason, even though Yivomo is called, but there is a special reason as to why Yivomo should be taken by Yivomo. Even though it is not in the Kalachimah. Because Yivomo is already attached with Bia to the Yom. So that's why Bia should be given. Mashin Kibisho, she is not attached to the future husband. So there is no marital attachment. So why should it be given? So that's Hashem's job. Chechizkuka Gimberes, Yosemach Mazbushi Hames, in Bia Boa Libre, our king in Kogarov, one expression. There is one expression in the thesis that Rashi doesn't mention. And it's a little strange as to why thesis used this expression. Let's go over the notion of thesis. The Arab and Lezer are very careful. The Arab and Lezer, which has no privilege, Shachin Skukov Beinedes, Shebio Zuli in the Iso, El Gimeres Bushevish. Why did he use the expression Gimeres Bushevish? Let him instead say El Gimeres Haziko Bushevish. Why? Who is concerned? Why is it Gimeres Bushevish? The Vish is dead. I mean, how is it Gimeres Bushevish? Is Gimeres now that the Vish is dead? It came up the pushing of the vision. I mean, that's so strange, it cannot even be conceived. Rashi expresses it properly. Rashi says, when we all go Lidmeir, the incoit Kinyan that the Yom already had in the Yivomer before the Bia. So the Bia consummates the Kinyan of Israel. The Bia consummates the Kinyan. But hates this Russian, because the BA is Gabriel the Gishanish. How can it be Gabriel the Gishanish? Is it that person the Gishanish? So why would Tesis use that expression? It was completely unnecessary. Not only unnecessary, doesn't even make sense on the surface. It's in the Gishanish. How can it be conceived? He's dead. He's in the Gishanish. So how can Tesis put in that expression? In the Gishanish. He means the same thing as Rashi. But just to let us know one more thing, not worries, that the kinyan that the Yom acquires in the moment takes effect by way of the Hachochem from the issues of the Mishnah. In other words, the Yom is like heaven making the transplant, you know. The Yovel, the former Yovel of Elam, in Kochel voice of Oli Yishov, it means that the previous issues of the deceased husband is transplanted in the Yovel. In other words, he stands in the shoes of the previous husband. And that's the way it takes effect. Of course, the reason is why the B.A. his kinyan is because the B.A. consummates the kinyan, the inchoate kinyan ishes, the zikin, that the Yom had before the B.A. But the reason as to why she becomes his wife is because through the B.A. he is mamshich the ishes, the kinyan ishes, that the husband, the deceased husband, had in the Yom. The deceased husband in the Yom. And sometimes it is even gaining of the issues of the issue. For example, let's say now the halacha is that the woman will be allowed, so the V.A. affects not only us, it affects the Suyin also. Suppose the deceased husband was only Mikadish, had only a kinyan, not a kinyan. So, and then the Yom is born now, so he acquired a kinyan isui. Now, so that means that it's Gemeya. On one hand, it's Mamshir, the Ishes of the Rishi, and at the same time, he has more of the kinyan ishes than the mishnah. So that means it's getting there, the ishes of the mishnah as well. That's why Rabbi Gozer mentioned that expression. To let us know that the kinyan yidn is hamshoche of the ishes of the mishnah.
How do we know that the Nisha is Nisha's Mishnah? We do not. Umak is a famous, he is Machlis. Shtal Shemitz is Nisha Machlis. So at first the Gemara says, perhaps we could beautifully call him. If Kesed, which is less effective, cannot be the Yarish. So still, it is capable of the machines of perfect schon starb in diesem Hoho, der diese Päckchen in Bulgarien, in den Brünchenmann. Ich habe kein, so wie man das sieht, im Augenblick noch, wenn es die Bücher nicht kommt. Because we can say, through that Kessel, that is relatively calm, that is not lazy, is still in the Machnis, because Kessel, even though it has the Kule, it cannot affect the Russian, but it still has a homeland. Ich habe ein Prinzip, die Englische Meister Schengen, Thema Stausch im Bild in die Englische Meister Schengen. Ich sehe, wie muss man das im Kopf, so ein Mille, wie würden die Düse die Tausend. So, that's why we have to resort to the Tausend today. Und auch, oh, wie auch so ein Größer, dramatisch herbei und medizieren. Weil die Ziele gestarb, als herbei und lange gestarb. Na, hier, der ist ein sehr Thema Bestar, schien Pinten die Englische Messe schien. Im Kosak in Gisberg, Stau, wo ist Pinten Englisch, in der Dächen Toto, die Bühne und die Mosk nach Kessel bekommen. Wir sind der Trust-Chat Neues Welt. When we are discussing the question, as whether Stau is here, what does it mean? Whether initial is weakness by the Kaddish giving her a promissory note, making out the note, is that called Star? What is called Star in Russian? Do we call Star in Russian, let's say, the execution of the promissory note, and say, I hereby undertake to give you $1,000 within the next 30 days? Is that Büschestar? That's not Büschestar. Büschestar means that if he writes in the star, hurry up to Gedeshesli. Hurry up to Gedeshesli. So Rashi should say, Mari Kesef, Shech in Pilgrim the Hedish and Isashemi, Tim Ashtar Shech in Pilgrim the Hedish and Isashemi, if he executed, he wrote to the Gizra, and he said, Havei, Havei, Hahegdesh, Todu, Havei, Ze Todu. So it's not effective. Because this is the kind of Shtar we are considering. We are not discussing as to whether a Misho can be Mikudeshes by executing the promissory note to her. Were there a Misho? Now let's not get involved in that question. Suppose the Mikadesh, instead of giving her a ring, or instead of giving her a dollar coin, so he executes a note, and he promises her a note, and he says, I hereby obligate myself to pay you $1,000 within 30 days. And then he gives her that promissory note. Will she be Kodeshes or she will not be Kodeshes? At that point, there is a machlokes between two Shias and Deisves, the Press in Yiddishim, and between the Rayot and the Rashba. Now, turn to the Gemara, at that point, turn to the Gemara, the Press, and that was the last line of the end of the Gemara. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rabbe Nachman. Omar Rabbe, Omar Rabbe Nachman. Omar Rabbe is catching me in one. Niachlo Mashkin Oleo. Eino Mikudeshes. Mone Inkam Mashkin. Suppose the man says to the woman, Pimis Kudesh. We have the truth that I'll give you later. And in the meantime, I'm giving you a security for it. I give you a golden watch as a security for the 100 truths that I obligate myself to give you within the next 10 days, let's say. So she's not malicious, because she didn't get anything. She didn't get 100 truths, nor did she get the mushroom, because she got the mushroom, but she got it only as security, not to keep it for good, you see. So there is a machlokes between the Ayved and the Rashbo. It's not our sugya, but it's near the Rashbo's kasha against Rashi. So there is a machlokes between the Rashbo, between the Ayved and the Rashbo. The Ayved says, the reason is why he's catching one of the Yahoo Mashkin, although he's in Kadeshis, one of the Inka Mashkin Inka, because the woman doesn't get anything. It is true that I'm Kadesh Bishtachim, the Achim, is in Kadeshis. Let's say, suppose, Ruven borrowed $100 from Shimon, and he gave him a promissory note for $100. Then Shimon takes that promissory note and gives it to Leah, to Ruven, and he says, I'm transferring to you this promissory note to you, so that when Ruven pays, instead of paying me, he'll pay you. So that's Ishtachim Dachim, so many Kodeshis. So in other words, Kesli Dushin does not mean that you have to give the woman tangible Kesli, like a ring or a coin. You can give Shibum also intangible Kesli. In other words, Ruvein, he gave a promissory note to Shimon because he borrowed $100 from Shimon. So in the promissory note he wrote that he promises to pay within 30 days the 100 Jews, and then so then Shimon has the promissory note, he's the Avugi of the Shibumi, that of Hamid Zeus, that Uri knows, and he is transferring that indebtedness, that Shibumi of Hamid Zeus, to the Isha, and he's the Kavisha. So she's the delicious, even though the Isha didn't get any tangible keset in her hand, but she got intangible keset, Shibumi. She acquired the right to collect the 100 Jews fumble. So that goes without saying that Kesef Dushin does not have to be that tangible Kesef. It can consist of Shibukim as well. Some Mele, it's very reasonable to assume that just as in the case where Ruben owed Shimon 100 Jews, and Ruben gave Shimon a promissory note for 100 Jews, and then Shimon transfers the promissory note to the Isha, who tells Dusha. So she's in the Neshez, suppose Shimon, at the very outset, executes a promissory note to the woman. He didn't borrow any money from her, but he just obligates himself. I hereby promise you to pay you within 30 days, Hamadus. And he gives her that promissory note, and he tells Dusha. She should also be with the dishes. There's the Shiva's Island. So the Shiva's Island is in the Sugi of Mona income, Mashkin income, that just as one can be Mikavish Mishtachim the Achrei, so he can be Mikavish Mishtachim the Atzmei, where he executes the Ischaiwes in Mishtachim. So the question is, why does Omar Rabbi Omar Rabbi Nachman say, Omar Rabbi is catching him, the money of the Miyah for much for the law, he's even precious. When he talks to him, the woman doesn't get anything. Why doesn't she get anything? He's inside himself, 100 Jews to the Isha. So she gets his money. So the Rabbi would say, Inachman, if, let's say, the husband, you know, you can describe yourself for King and Suda. For King and Suda, in other words, if woman wants to be described himself for Shimon and Hamid's house, so Shimon gives him the handkerchief, his handkerchief, and woman in exchange for the handkerchief that he gets from Shimon, he obligates himself to pay 100 Zuz to Shimon. So then he becomes Mechuyev to Shimon to give him 100 Zuz. To King Suda, you can describe yourself, you know, money. So suppose the Isha, the Rabbi says, suppose the man says to the woman, I want to describe myself to pay you 100 Jews. So please give me a handkerchief. And in return for the handkerchief, I will be described myself 100 Jews. And with this describe of 100 Jews, I want to be the Kaddish. So then she'll be delicious. And that has nothing to do with the more issue the hood in which. Because when the Gemara says that Isha Bechut Mimikriya, the Gemara means that if the husband wants to encourage the woman, you know, with Chut, in other words, he gives her the king and Suda. But here, it's the other way around. It's not the other way around, it's something else altogether. Here, he's becoming her with the shibuni of the 100 Jews. But she gives him a suda, a handkerchief, and in exchange for the suda that she gives him, he's mishayim himself 100 Jews. So the suda is only used in the mishayim, but the mishayim is executing B'teres Dushi. So she's in Kodeshes, according to the Bible. So then the question is, why does the Gemara say, Omar Rabbi Omar Rabbi Nachman, Omar lo yiskachim yimone, yiniach lo mashkin leo, eimun Kodeshes. Mone inka, mashkin inka. She doesn't get anything. Why she gets his chayles? He's mischayel himself to give her, let's say, in 30 days, 100 Jews. The answer is because the mashkin doesn't affect the mischayes. Because if a person will be mischayed himself, 100 Jews by giving the security for 100 Jews, so he will not be mechuyev to give the other person 100 Jews. So in other words, he doesn't give her anything. The mashkin gives her only a security, and chibudim is not affected. So why should she be kodeshes? She doesn't get anything. But suppose he'll be mischayev himself for a king suda in exchange for the suda that the woman gives him, he'll be mischayev himself 100 Jews, and he'll be mischayev himself 100 Jews with their solution. Then she will be kodeshes. Then she will be kodeshes. That's the shita sarai. The Shita of the Rashba, there on the morning, is to the contrary. He says, as far as establishing his highness, so you can establish his highness by giving security. But the reason is why she's not in the religious here, because there is a fundamental distinction between being Mikadish Tahir Dahir, so then he gives us something. The shibudim that Reuven owes Shimon, he transfers to the woman. machine here, he is not magnetized. He just is misguiding himself. That's not giving kesef. He has to give kesef. Not to enable the woman to get kesef, but he has to be marked the kesef. So when you are marked mishtachim da'achim, then you are marked the kesef. You are marked the intangible kesef. She would be. But when he's misguiding himself for the kinsuna of the star, he writes in Shtar, Harei Ani Mishael, Harei Ani Mishael, Es Hatzmi. Moses Loch, Meir Zuz, is a Shleshi Yei. So then, even though he becomes Mechuyev, to give her the Shleshi, the Shleshi Yei, the Meir Zuz, but he's not matna her money. Shtachim da'achim, so he transfers shibudim to her. Here he's just misguiding himself. So she's not religious. But as far as establishing mischayves through insecurity, in Ochaname, that giving him mashkev can establish his chayves. So the maybe the Rashba Mishitosei, he asks in double kashi against Rashi's chat. Alle Käse, die ich entdecke, die Hände schon mal sehr schön nicht. Immer starr schon, die Hände schon mal sehr schön nicht. Und was hat die Lisbe starr und nur das Kippen hätte ich, in der Dische voll. Die Bühnung, die muss an der Käse bekommen. Die Bühnung, die muss an der Käse bekommen. So yes, two kashes. First of all, this is not a kind of starr that the Lord is considering. When the Gemara says that Nanya Bishtar, the Gemara doesn't mean nine, that the woman is Mekudeshes when the man gives her and farms her nose. If she is Mekudeshes or not Mekudeshes, so that's told Machlikes, the Rashba and the Raiba. According to the Raiba, she would be Mekudeshes. But on the score of Keset, not on the score of Shtar. But this is not what the Gemara is considering here. The Gemara is considering here Shtar Kinyan, whether she is Mekudeshes for Shtar Kinyan, when it's written the Shtar, Harei Mekudeshes. Harei Mekudeshes. And then, that in itself would not be, and that in itself, so, that in itself, would not be affected by Gushin. So, that mitzvah would not be affected by Gushin. That's the Hashem Shitoset. Now turn to the Gushin Hashem. You see the Gushin.
Nachher,
the high governor of the mission in Buddhism. And that's the part of the situation. You are in the mission of the mission. And the high governor is the one who is in Buddhism. And the one who is in Buddhism. And that's the part of the situation. שהרי אם נקרד של משטר, אלו במונו, ומונו איננו כאן. ליצור לכינו, והיד כוס הפריקאים, להפילו לשיביתם בקדוש ומקדשת, כי בשנו סלמו ישיב פירוי נשטר, ולא ישיב גוש שלך. וכמובן מבחיר הספריק יש פריר, גבי, פשיטין הבן, ועשינו לו בריש פריק המייסיוס אישה. כוס הפריקאים שהוא חי ולהי סבורים, חי בפני סבורים ובני מפות. והדימור הסבור חברץ, סופורוס וישראל, writes to the staff, his staff executes the promise of going to the king. הרי אני מסחר בו, חום ישראל, חום ישראל, and the year מפותו, לא זה. So then, he becomes mechuyev to give the care, to give the care, to give the care, five slain, because he was high himself. But the money is not troubled anyway. The yitma alo omarulet valteo bnei podu shiite. Umatam omo eni podu. כאילו שאין הוא פעיל משטורס, דאום אפילו פרטירו עם פודחו, אלו שאיתם. ואוכן עמא אם מקודשס, עד שאיתם, והי שייתם כסף משתדשס, ולוי משטח. ושמוכן נראו לי לפורש, מהו שחתר שכם פעיל, שכם פעיל בידשס, ומכוס על משטר הקדש. זה פודו, אין לי פודו, דומי משטר פושו. She keeps it for a react to the system. So actually, the Rambam mentions two kashis in such. One kashi is that we the council note, so you by pushing to the effect. After the Toshi of the Hekesh, because that wouldn't be Yushishtar, that would be Kesef. And the Rambam Shiti is that the Tiras Kesef. She wouldn't be Mikudeshes with the Shayas. That's the Kaddish. All right. But that Kashe is only Shayas according to the Rajbo Shitose. But according to the Raida, so you could say Kashe Shiti is like the Raida. Not like the Rajbo. But there is a stronger Kashe. This is not what the Gemara is considering. The Gemara is not considering as whether the Misho is Mikudeshes through a promissory note through his highness. Whether an isho is Mikudeshes through Ishtar Kinyan, in which it is written Ariat Mikudeshes. So Mele, the Pshat, Mao Ishtar Hashem, Tema Ishtar Hashem, Pimpe, Deshes, by the shaking means that if he writes to a Gizba Ari Hedesh, Poto, so he doesn't become Poto that. So the question is against Rashi, why does Rashi explain Tim Mishtar that way? So it is obvious that according to Rashi too, when the Gemara says Tim Mishtar should bring the Hedeshes, so it means that if you wrote in the Shtar, if you wrote in the Shtar, Harei HaHedesh Poto, so the Hedesh would not become Poto. But why does Rashi mention that he gave a promissory note to the Gizba, because Rashi Shite apparently is that it is as a possible of pre-regulations of the Nosnach Kesef Komei. There are two alochas in Kesef. One alocha is that Kesef is gained by Hedesh. As a matter of fact, there is a Mishnah, a test in Mishnah. Of Chesam Beis, who
Rishon Sarovri Abitjesek. With more mythology, the more it's Hellish Kings. So, the PDM takes place in the Kingdom Kessel, no sarcasm in common. So, in fact, Rashi, when you see it, in explaining the Rishon's memory in Azor, about him and more his Kings by mythology. So, Rashi says, how do we know that mythology is in the Kingdom Kessel? Because of the Nostar Kessel Nikoma that is mentioned by P. Magdeches. So we see that P. Magdeches takes place to the King Kessel. The King Kessel. So that's one hour that is mentioned in the Exil Sarkozy of Nostar Kessel Nikoma. And then there is another hour with P. Magdeches that the Tushas Hegdeches will talk about it. In other words, that you cannot repay the Hekdesh unless something replaces it. It's, the Dusha of Hekdesh is not Poka just by itself. There must be something that replaces the Hekdesh. So there are two elements. First of all, let's say, you have to put Keset and say, this Keset should replace the heretofore Hekdesh, and then it is Kene, the Hekdesh, the Pidyon takes effect through the Kene Kessel. So Mele, even the Aloha had been, suppose the Aloha had been that Pidyon Hekdeshes can take place through Shtar. So then, he would have to write his shtar to the Gizbar and say, Harei ahegdesh podum lechok lehegdesh. Harei ahegdesh podum. But then, he would have to pay keset in order that keset should replace the hegdesh of his Yisrael. So when Rashi says here, Timash Dashim Bidin Behedish was a shame. So Rashi also means that he wrote Hariyahedish Podu. I like the Rashi, but Rashi Shiti is that in order that Hekdesh should be Yetzer Lechum, so there must be something that will replace it. So Melech, so the question is, so then what's the purpose of the Shtar? Hare Hekdesh Vodloch. So apparently Rashi Shite is like the Rashbo. That the Rashbo Shite, that you cannot be Mikadesh through Yisraelis, so it's not only Aloche in Kabidush. It's Aloche that Yisraelis cannot serve as Keset Kine. Yisraelis cannot serve as Keset Kine. But some mele, the Teras Keset, the nearest Chaybes, couldn't be made to Lechum, the Hekdesh. Because in order to be made to Lechum, the Teras Pidyon, so it must be on the basis of Keset Kine. It must be on the basis of Keset Kine. And the Chaybes cannot serve as Keset Kine. But there are two alochas in Pidyon Hekdeshes. First of all, that Keset Kine can affect Yetzer Lechum, and then there is another aloha that there must be something that will replace the Hekdesh. So as far as replacing the Hekdesh, so the Yisraelis could serve that to replace the Hekdesh. But
how what will serve as the key that will affect the Pidya, the Shtar. But Rashi also means that Tima Bikesed, Tima Mishtar, She Pidmi Dishes, so it means that he wrote, Hariyak Hedish Pod. But in addition, there is another prerequisite. There must be something to replace the Hekdesh. Because Hekdesh is the probability. So the Kedusha of Hekdesh cannot be poka from the here to four Hekdesh unless it is replaced by something. So what will replace it? The Israelis will replace it. So then the Pidyon will take effect through the Shtar. If the halacha had been that Pidyon Hekdeshes can take place through Shtar. What Rashi also means, Shtar Shem Pidyon Hekdeshes, that even if he wrote in the Shtar, Harei Hekdesh Kodem. But in addition, because of the second halacha of Hekdesh Lepoka Beredin, so he must, there must be something to replace the heretofore. That's why Rashi says, because of his Bashtar, no speak in Hekdesh. But in addition, he also wrote, Hare Hekdesh Kodem.
So they hold that this Yafuse of
Kirchenarais, that are only seen in Gomez as reference to the Aseras. Some Mele, this is what, that's why Theseus is the cash. That's why Theseus is the cash. Nella misera sciolta di mille di vie che da non dice apparentemente dice che vale un mai genitore la roie assi e chirre ora now then we discuss the shittes arayvish in Kubetses in Xules in the Subi of Chelaboch is there Ches in Xules so the Arayvish says that Habuso is a suo omigo and a person that saw the Bible in the eyes. The question is, how could the Bible's eyes approach his wife in Kodeshes? There is no Nisui. Where is the Mokam in the eyes for the Nisir of the nose, lovely Allah? So we say that from the Nisim Goe, we say that the Xerashobe of Kirchen, the Shabbat of Kirchen Arayis tells us that Bias Nisuni takes effect with Trivas Bia and with Aroye, so we see that it's a Seser of Dushu. Now the Rambam says that Dushu is Mitzvah Saseh. What that means is Mitzvah Saseh. Now that there is Mitzvah Saseh, there is a Chiyuv to get married to the Kaddish Mishkan. But if he wants to marry a woman, he's mechuyev to marry her through Dushi. It's like mitrasisis. In other words, you're not mechuyev with the Isaac to put down a talis with a beggar with success. But if you put down a beggar without a comfort, you are mechuyev to have tzitzes in it. If you want to marry a woman, you are mechuyev to marry her. So from the Shite of Nisim Goyen we see that the mitzvah the Raisi is not just to marry a woman through Dushan, but to marry a woman through Dushan and Nisui. And if he marries a woman out of the Dushan, but not out of the Nisui, he lives with her before Nisui, so then he is Mibakar and Eser Raisi. And there could be a Nisa Eser also. Now, we saw that the Shinis Arambam was that if Pongu's ball of Huye, there was news. So this kind of all case is inside the situation. However, if the man takes it to Lagesh, Lagesh means he can't really why. In other words, without a bush, but he lives with her as husband and wife. She's been harassing as his wife. So not the Zeus. So then that's the ledge. So from the Rambam it appears that if somebody marries a Pelagesh, he's not higher even love of his Yiddish. Now Rabbi Shaichu says that if somebody marries a Pelagesh, he's higher monkeys because of the love of his Yiddish. But from the Rambam it's not much more. Now this is what I would like to discuss now.
Ishok.
אלא בייחוד דובר כן לישו, הוא מותר לסדר. נעשור דרוש הרמב"ם מינס, דמלך, איזה קינן פלש. הוא עושה זה לא בייחוד דובר כן לישו, הוא מותר לסדר. Now, we have to remember that the Yichud Lubav here does not mean just Yichud, like Yichud of Chukim. It means Yichud Lubav means the fact that he set her aside as his wife, as his wife. That's what he calls Yichud. So, Kain is only text. So, Rosh Hashanah means that he has a Kain. Aber er hat jetzt auch so gut in der Licht. Er will die Omo und die Omo und die Bad achern mit. So only in Melech is Mutter, is Mutter mit in der Licht. And er hat jetzt die Dosa mit in der Licht. Hat jetzt die Dosa mit in der Licht in der Reise. Now the question is this. What's the Pshat? Is it because in Melech has a king yet? That goes without saying that the Melech has a Kinyan Mikdash. We couldn't say that the Torah granted a license to the Melech to have the Bilas Mus. What if you don't have the Kinyan Mishes in the Mikdash, then the Bilas is a Bilas Mus. So how can the Melech be allowed to be made in the Bilas Mus? But the Melech has a license to be able to sue him. The Melech is bound by everything at all. The way a Hedet is bound. So obviously in Melech, the reason as to why Melech is allowed to live because Melech has a Kinyan in the Kinyanish. A Kinyanish. Now unless, how does that Kinyanish manifest itself? Does it mean that if somebody is under the levish of the Melech or the higher Yisrael, like Wallace Yishis Kasvashal, I mean that could be. But the kinyan that the Melech has in the levish is analogous to the kinyan Yishis that the Beneach has in his wife. After all, the Beneach does not have the kinyan for Kedusha, but he still has a kinyan Yishis, Bula's Baal. So what is the Kinyan? What is the Kinyan Nishes of the Beniach? Like the Lakshus, he can't know one. The fact that he set her aside and they both decided that they should be married to each other. So by mutual consent, they should permanently live together as husband and wife. The fact that he was Beniachim, is his wife. So mainly that's what affects the Kinyanishes of the Beniach. And the Melech has also the same kind of thing. Now Tezus in Dushin says, Tezus says in Sugya of Pasteya, so Tezus says that if his oil will be born, Lishin Beniach. So he spoke about Nisi. He spoke about Nisi. He at least has shown him up his Ish Israel, Prakle Ish Snochi. But he will still be able to be Nisi of the Dovah Bishtein, the Lui Bish Israel. Now the Posik of the Dovah Bishtein, the Lui Bish Israel, so that is mentioned by Beniach. And still Tesis intuition applies it to the Israel who is Mizamel in the nation Beneach. Why? Because the love of Isina applies according to Tesis only to Nishishish's intuition. But the Asian Beneach, there is no Kinyanishis of intuition. It's like a Kinyanishis of Pelachius, a common of life. So there is no love of Isina. But the Yisrael, the same kind of Yisrael that is mentioned in the Neach, so it applies to the Kinyanishes. So Nele, if somebody will examine the relationship in the left, what is the new day there? The same is there. Of the Dovah Bishnei, the way Beishis Chaveri, that is mentioned in the parsha of the Neach, because that Israel is not grounded in the issues of Kush. Moraye, it's mentioned in the Neach, the Neach does not have the key and issues on the Kush. Alright. So, a Noah certainly has a key and issues in place. And then there is another Raya, the Rambam. diferentes neurônios que envolvem em Deus. Now, our feelings, the teeth,
preceding the home. There was no Dushan
preceding the Chumri. Preceding the Chumri. So, the question is, so Rav says, the mere fact that the Kibbutz will impose someone who is a to whom she was so, had chuppah with her, even though it wasn't preceded by Dushan. So, that passes out of the And Shmuel says no. Now we pass to like Rav. He'll pass it to Rav Yisro. But Rashi applies it to a chuppah that was not preceded by Dushan. So this says, obviously, according to Rashi, both Rav and Shmuel accord with the Shita of Ravune in Dushan that Chupi is came. That Chupi is came. Because according to those who say, Wachilik now, and you hold that Chupi is not came, so a Chupi not being presented by Dushan, so he's not there. So how can it pass? I mean, what is Chupi? Yom. So how can it pass? How can it pass? So look at the thesis. Have thesis. Really foolish that the Shitas are confessed. The Gideon, the Chupi, the Wikes, the Rabu Shmu, the Sahel, the Rabu. Listen to the Shushan, the Chupi came. Come alive, the Kelich, the Kone, the Shukupi, the Kashkes, the Kanan, the Kone, the Tsuris, the Adikin, the Shukes. The Akilu, the Blazer, the Rakshim, and the Amra, the Shukes, the Kassel, the Chupi. So the Kassel, the Akilu, the Blazer, the Rakshim, and the Amra, the Shukes, the Kassel, the Chupi, the Kribo, the Bie, made it. So this is how Tesis explains Rashi's Shita. Now, all that Rashi says explicitly is that King Godwin Shemichni Salmono Paskin Lechupo 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 Lechupo. But Tesis says that according to Rashi, Rav and Shmuel are called in the Shita of Ravuna. Because if we don't see like Ravuna, how could anybody say that she becomes possible Ravuna from her from nothing to place? There was no beer, and there was no dushish. He had no king in her, the apostle, the king of the or the king had it. So why should she be possible? So why should she be possible in Ravuna from? This is what Tesis says on Rashi. Then Tesis asks him one more. Rashi said it as Rashi's question. First of all, what Rashi means. So, we follow that both Rav and Shmuel discuss it with Ravun as when we don't even pass by Ravun. So then Tesis at the end mentions Ravun comes to Shabbat. Now we don't go to Ravun. Fifth line from the end of the thesis. The year of the week, the Peush Rav Natan, the Bechupe Shachar Kushinaya, Rav Shmuel, when he saw me all in his Gavosho, the Masnissan Kamei, Rav Omar, so then he was at the Kamei, he's needed that he is the first lack of the Tum. Rav Omar, Yish Kupo Lutzunis, when he saw me all in his Gavosho, Achar, Kupo, Suez, the Kulam, King Yish Kupo, the Kupo Shia Kibir, Ripsoleo, Ushmuoma, in Kupo Suez, the Haven is Halvin and his Galashin Neighbors, the Chavis Akula Rabbe. In other words, because the Mishnah says that according to the country, Ali Paskon, that an Abuso, the Suez, is pure black and blue. When the moment it is Solomon his Gaucho, so then he, she's killed. So the question is, suppose there was Dushi, and then there was Kobe, and then there was Nisui. By impossible, a King Godo was in Kalish Malmame, and then he made Kobe with her. A King Hege was in Kalish, King Moshe, and then he had Kobe with her. Now the question is Nisui affected by Tzumas? Kedushin is taken by Chayyavah, but is the Sun taken by Chayyavah by Tzumas? So according to Rav, Yesh Kukum Tzumas. In other words, just as Kedushin is taken by Chayyavah, so the Sun is also taken by Chayyavah. So Mele, even though it was in his Garshut, or in his Almond, but only in his Garshu, in his Almond, in the Eresi, is Chrysalis and Rishabio. But what in his Garshu, in his Almond, in the Sui, is Suomlach Beton. Now, here, there was, she was in his Garshu, in his Almond, in the Sui, even though the Nisui took place by Tzume, someone was also for her. But it's still dangerous. And Shmuel says, Eichubon Tzume. So, by Tzume, Nisui is not dangerous. Dushi is dangerous by Kailala. But not Nisui. So Mela, she's not to be considered as a Nisui. And then she's considered only as an Aruso. So, in the Salmo, in the Gaussian Moyas, in the Mishnah says, then she's with the Aristotle. This is how the Rambam can explain. Now let's see how the Rambam is.
Even though Rav does not agree with Rav,
chuppah is not keter. And there was just chuppah by a tosu without dushing, so she becomes asur l'chuppah. Of course, the asur l'chuppah is only around the rice. She doesn't become nifsel, nifseles l'chuppah without being. But of what effect is the chuppah? After all, it's not kene. So what is the chuppah? What is the chuppah? The chuppah is just plachus. So apparently, a helot also has a kinyan ishes midrash. Not just in Allah. But there is a special tersakosu that a melech is allowed to marry a pelegesh as a kinyanishis. And Mashiachin had it not, but the kinyanishis that he never has in the pelegesh. What's in the pelegesh? The pelegesh means chupim without him. Chupim in the sense that he is miyachid as his wife. As a matter of fact, and according to the Rambam, so the chupas nisuin does not consist in a single act of yom, talks on this. In other words, he's misyachid with her and he's miyachid her as his permanent wife. Just a single act of yichud is not chuppah. It's not chuppah to affect nisuin. So that's a higher rule that even a hevet has a key of nishes or intellect. And that's why in the Kofi Rambam, if somebody marries a beheaded, marries a delegesh, he is not Chaya Malkes on the score of Sinai. Because in the Reis, it's not a Bilasus. But he still is not in the Reis. Because he's included to marry Al Vidush. So if he marries Shalur Al Vidush, he is in the Reis. And that's the Reis. That's the Reis. And the Melech has a special effort that he can marry through the king of Lashes also, not only through the king. So the Shita Sarayvad is that the Esed Raisin implies not only that he is required to marry through Dushan, he has to marry through Dushan and Nisuin. And if he marries through Dushan and not Nisuin, so his Boal Ha'o is Eber and Nisaras. There's the sheet side. And there's the sheet of Abu Nissim Goyim also. Because Abu Nissim Goyim says that it's a shobe that more in the moment that the main nations of Kicha Ma'ayis that the Baal Skele Ba'aroye applies to Bias Nisui. So apparently the Tosik of Kinita Chishin Bo'alo implies not only Nisui, but Nisui also. So if somebody marries, the Kohen of Nisui, and it follows, if somebody marries a woman just for Nisui, without Nisui and lives with her, before Nisui, so he's either an Esterite, and possibly an Isa Esterite also, not only a Greek Esterite. All right, now the next thing.
Payment.
wir die Kaumachine, dann die Kaumachine und die Kaumachine und die Kaumachine. So, die Nacht von der Postikon und die Kaumachine, ein Zehn, ein Basis von der Drosche, in Machera Sikichai. So, die Kisha, Kosovo und die Kaumachine, Joss, as a Nisho is needed to be here, or more is also can be here. Because of Muri's Havishim Yerushim. So I could say that. So it's also a beer machine issues. So, but, so the Tiasakoso from Yuvalo tells us that the Mavrio is not interested in beer. So how can the Mavrio say now that Omovir, the Tiasakoso, because of the Mavrio, we are discussing if there hadn't the situation, if there hadn't been a Tiasakoso from Yuvalo. So then I would know that the Mavrio is not interested in beer. We are discussing Yuvalo. Because the word Ate says that Rebbe learns out that the Nishi is literally beer from Yuvalo. And then, how does it know that the Mavrio is not literally beer? Because the, both will learn out from Yuvalo. Because the Torah could have said just Yuvalo, not without it. So the fact that the Torah says Yuvalo, so first of all, the whole word is superfluous, and then the extra hey is superfluous. So we learn out both. So the mailer is the business why Jesus gives the path. So Jesus says, the Ohakon, Ale Dimu, Yushimisho Lemisli Chubwa, Yasin Kawahina. And then, Vim Mutel Morio, really good on the real and the fact that we need in order to be advised that the real is not weakness to be it, we have to all wow, but we make a new teomo, and we should not keep it from each other, we have to say a moment. So why does the Torah have to say, wow, the hate? Ane, in the course of the Boal, he put the last in our Kenya, the Amine of the Vrio Techia. So in other words, so we are saying, we are discussing the situation, if the Boal had been with me, now if the Boal had been with me, so then, I would know already that everyone Vrio is not with me. So we could not learn out from Kalohen, from Gibbon. Then the Gemara says, Mi'ikha didine pirch, Leich amalek ha Gibbon o betanisho, is Mi'ikha didine. My Gibbon that is how? It's not so easily capable of being Mikkel. So Mikkel Dubie, so Yvomo, who is relatively calm, is Mikkel Dubie, so Nisho, that is relatively humble, it's Mikkel Dubie, it's more capable of being Mikkel. So Zushe Mikkel Dubie, Nisho, and Dinshe Mikkel Dubie. So, there is a fear of habit for him. Because we could say, do you know why Yuvomo is Mikkel Dubie, even though it's relatively cow, because Shachim Zkuko Vimeres? Tema Bezul Shachim Zkuko Vimeres. tem nada. A lei menos que consol e enquesta. E o que encolze a arte de e nem o mago bom, já o bicho isso cobre linda vez. E muitas de que se e muitas de vie e xoxe isso cobre linda que se e me tem cheio de vie no iásico macho isso cobre. In other words, we can put everything in our head, and you can say, we can we do the Kauhim in the following manner. You can say like this. If you don't, if you don't, he's so calm that in spite of the fact that she has an attachment to the yom, she still is not so quick in being mikveh. So Allah has come with Hamo, be it. So it's not going to be.